Toxic algae blooms grow rapidly and are increasingly popping up in lakes, ponds, and other bodies of water. The harmful toxins they produce can devastate fishing and tourism economies, make your drinking water unsafe, and, as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, can also be harmful to humans and deadly for animals.
Back in June, Susanna Roberts and her boyfriend Riley Davis drove out to Leasenby Lake, just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. Davis says the water was clear that day.
You can see every fish.
They were fishing, and they had their black lab, Teton, with them.
He was in the water, and I was, like, on the side because he had waders on. And Teton was, you know, bouncing back between the two of us. And I, like, looked over, and it looked like he had stumbled.
Teton had actually collapsed and couldn't get up, so they rushed him to their veterinarian's office.
I asked her immediately if it was blue-green algae. Like, it was just on my mind because it was very... It matched the symptoms.
Davis knows about those symptoms, seizures, disorientation, difficulty breathing. He's a fish biologist and spends his summers out in the field, so he sees blooms pretty frequently.
The vet was like, I don't know what it is, but you need to go to CSU.
That's the animal hospital 60 miles away in Fort Collins. But about 5 minutes down the road, Teton died.
It has just been one of the worst experiences I've ever been through. One of the, you know, positives was that we had each other, you know, like, and that we were both there with him. He, you know, knew that we both loved him.
An animal autopsy confirmed that Teton died from drinking water at Leasenby Lake, which was contaminated with an algae bloom toxin. The water that day was clear, and that's just one of many factors that make this problem hard to solve. It's not always obvious. That's why signage where there's a bloom is so important. After Teton died, one went up at Leasenby Lake. It remains there today, so I go take a look at it. Hanging on the entrance gate in bright red, all caps letters, it says, CAUTION, harmful blooms at Leasenby Lake. I walk down to the shoreline and take a look at the water. I mean, I can see right to the bottom. It's not that deep, but it's clear as day. Which, as we've learned, doesn't always mean anything. Dealing with harmful algae blooms is a fairly new phenomenon for public health officials in our region. Carl Musgrave is Wyoming State Environmental Epidemiologist.
This summer, I took around 250 calls from just citizens after we would issue a bloom advisory.
Only a few years ago, he says he'd go an entire summer without a single one of these kinds of calls.
So why we're seeing a lot of these blooms now, nobody is really sure on that. It seems related to warmer temperatures, even within a summer.
The blooms need warm temperatures, slow-moving water, and certain nutrients to occur. About 6 years ago, the state didn't even have a way to test for the toxins. Then calls started coming in from irrigation districts. Is this green-looking water safe?
So that's kind of what prompted it for us.
That's Lindsay Patterson with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality. She says the program is working with a limited crew, so being able to go out to all the water bodies to investigate is tough. Plus, it's a moving target.
It's not like an oil spill, so to speak, like where you can clean it up, you know? It's one of those things that tends to persist, and the blooms can get worse, and they can, you know, dissipate and so it's just a tough thing to try to figure out the best way to communicate that to the public.
The number of bloom advisories in Wyoming alone went up to 16 this summer. That's compared to 12 in 2018. Still, Patterson says it's hard to make sense of the increase.
I don't think we necessarily have good information to say, you know, there's more now than there was like 2 years ago. It might just be that, you know, have been made aware of them.
And how big the problem is regionally is hard to say, too. That's because no one government agency tracks or monitors the blooms at a national level. In the meantime, if you suspect a bloom is occurring, public health officials say don't risk it. In other words, if in doubt, stay out. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.